Hello, friends. Welcome to another edition of the Locked On Panthers podcast, brought to you by our friends at BuiltBar.com, the best tasting protein bar that tastes just like a candy bar. Just go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code Locked On, and you'll get $10 off your first order. Billy Rossetti back with you guys here on a Monday, June 29th. It's hard to believe the month of June is coming to a close. It's amazing how fast. I mean, the year is pretty much half over. It's hard to believe Wednesday is July 1st, so we're pretty much halfway through the calendar year. And finally, we can talk about Cam Newton finally on another team. Obviously, it's still a little disappointing, and it's still very surreal that, number one, that he lasted this long in free agency. Number two, he's going to be donning another jersey other than the Panthers. But at least now we can finally say that Cam Newton is on an NFL roster. And it's the team that we pretty much pegged him to kind of throughout this whole process. It just always felt like the most likely team to sign him was going to be the New England Patriots. Obviously, there was, you know, some people that thought maybe the LA Chargers would have been a possibility. But then, of course, they went and, you know, kind of expectedly drafted a quarterback where they were in drafting Justin Herbert, and they still like Tyrod Taylor. So, you know, the Chargers for a moment were a possibility, and then, you know, maybe a couple other teams. But at least to me, it always felt like New England was going to be the top option. And of course, if you remember a couple weeks ago when we talked to Mark Schofield, we obviously touched on Cam Newton a little bit, and, you know, why he was lasting this long as a free agent. And of course, Mark Schofield, as many of you know, still covers the Patriots, just not with this network, but he still has his own Patriots podcast, and of course does a fantastic job, but still helps out with the network from time to time. So he does a great job with us. So obviously he's going to be following Cam Newton a lot more now that he's with the Patriots. And obviously Mike Diabate over at Locked On Patriots, they're going to have some fun times talking about Cam Newton. But again, it just felt like, you know, because it was an interesting offseason with the Patriots in terms of, you know, the ebb and flow regarding the faith that they have, I guess we'll say, in Jarrett Stidham. You know, is he going to be their guy? Do they feel he's ready? And obviously, we had both sides of the coin here. You know, when Cam Newton was initially released, the Patriots became an option. But then Cam went unsigned for a while, of course, and then you get to the draft. We're expecting the Patriots to draft a quarterback at some point. I mean, hell, some people had in their mocks the Patriots potentially drafting. I think I even had it in my final mock. I think I had the Patriots drafting, even trading up for Jordan Love, which obviously did not happen. He landed in Green Bay. But the bottom line is a lot of us kind of thought that the Patriots would draft a quarterback at some point, whether it was Jordan Love, whether it was Jalen Hurts, or even one of these developmental guys like an Anthony Gordon or a Ben DiNucci, guys like that. But they obviously went through the entire draft without taking a quarterback. Their biggest move to this point, you know, before Sunday, as far as addressing the quarterback position, was Brian Hoyer bringing him back as a backup. So it started to get to the point where it's like, okay, is Jarrett Stidham truly their guy? Do they actually believe in him? And then Sunday comes and we get the report that Cam Newton has signed a contract, or at least agreed to a contract, with the New England Patriots. The reported contract is it's actually expected to be for the veterans minimum, which is a little over $1 million. I think it's like $1,050,000. It's just a lot of performance-based incentives that could help him reach $7.5 million, which still, I mean, even if he hits all that, he's still making less money than, you know, even some of these other veteran quarterbacks that we saw signed, like Andy Dalton, are still making less money this year than some of these other quarterbacks. I mean, hell, someone mentioned on Twitter that Chase Daniel, who I think is still with the Bears, if I remember correctly. If he is, that of course, I mean, he's the number three quarterback. Or no, I'm sorry. Chase Daniels is with the Lions. Excuse me. He used to be with the Bears, but no, that's right. Now he's with the he just signed in the offseason, 3 years, $13.05 million, with the Detroit Lions. But someone noted that Chase Daniel is making more than both Jameis Winston and Cam Newton combined. Now I'm assuming, I'm gonna guess that's based on the base salaries that both of these guys are getting. I guess you could also look at it as, you know, even if Cam Newton reaches his performance, his top performance, and gets that max level, I guess we're still talking, you know, what and Jameis would combine for compared to the total value of the contract for Chase Daniel, which, like I said, is a little over $13 million. But, you know, obviously that kind of became the quarterback market. We saw Andy Dalton sign for up to $7 million. Marcus Mariota is making about $9 million. Jameis Winston, of course, pretty much settled for the veteran minimum with the Saints. But then, of course, they're given a boatload of money to Taysom Hill. But that just kind of became how the quarterback market played out. Once those big dominoes fell, which, of course, were Tom Brady and then, to some extent, Philip Rivers, the market obviously took a bit of a hit for these kind of backup quarterbacks who, you know, obviously some of them, I'm sure, were still hoping for to battle for starting jobs like a Cam Newton. But of course, these guys went undrafted or unsigned through the draft. And then most of the teams that had quarterback position or quarterback issues kind of filled them in the draft, right? Cincinnati took Joe Burrow. We know he's obviously going to start, which made Andy Dalton expendable. Miami took Tua Tagovailoa. You know, obviously he's not going to start immediately, but at some point we will. You know, the consensus seems to be that he's going to start by the end of the season. And then, of course, the Chargers took Justin Herbert. So a lot of the quarterback needy teams kind of filled their spots. You know, there are obviously a couple of teams that now still have questions at quarterback, like the Jacksonville Jaguars, who many of us think are going to be pretty bad this year and probably end up with the number one pick and end up with Trevor Lawrence next year. But for the most part, there wasn't a lot of need now for a starting quarterback. But Cam Newton just happened to fall into a situation where he probably will be the starting quarterback. I mean, let's kind of be realistic here. Cam Newton, you know, on paper, it's probably going to look like a competition between Cam Newton and Jarrett Stidham. But are we really going to sit here and say that it's a competition between Cam Newton and Jarrett Stidham? I mean, a former MVP who has shown this offseason, he's pretty close to healthy, if not 100% healthy, versus a guy who's barely stepped on the field for regular season action. I mean, the Patriots still obviously feel like they've got a contending roster. And, you know, with obviously how, we'll say, mediocre the AFC is after the top two, I mean, there's room there. You know, there's spots up for grabs. You know, I was even scrolling through social media and found a quote from John Breach of CBS Sports, and he says that if Cam Newton is healthy, he could be the third best quarterback in the AFC. Because obviously we know who the top two are. But he believes that Cam Newton could be the third best quarterback in the AFC. And it's going to be very fun, too, once, you know, if this preseason game happens. Because, again, the Patriots and the Panthers are scheduled to play in week two of the preseason. But I'm still under the thought that could be one of the preseason games that gets axed. Because, like I said, I think the preseason is going to get cut in half, so you might not see that game. And then the Patriots and the Panthers, of course, aren't scheduled to play in the regular season until next year. They would play in 2021. Of course, they have the AFC West this year, and then they'll go back to the AFC East next season. Will Cam Newton still be on the Patriots in 2021 is the question. You know, that's going to be something fun to watch as well. Is this just a one-year thing for Cam Newton? If he plays well enough, will the Patriots look to re-sign him? Or will he be free to walk with another team and get a, you know, obviously a bigger quarterback contract, and the Patriots will just get another compensatory pick, as they seem to always do. And the interesting thing about this one, too, because I saw, I think it was Andrew Brandt mentioned about it, they could get a 2022 compensatory pick for Cam Newton, and it would basically replace the third-round pick that they are now losing in 2021 because of the punishment that was just handed down as well, as far as, because they finally gave the Patriots their punishment as well for the whole videotaping scandal. So it's almost like, what perfect timing for that to come down, right? Here's your punishment. The NFL says, here's your punishment. The Patriots are like, okay, well, we're just going to sign Cam Newton. How about that? Someone on Twitter was like, yeah, Bill Belichick just keeps playing chess while the rest of the league plays checkers, which, I mean, they're absolutely right. He does. That's just how Bill Belichick is. But I'm excited to watch Cam Newton. I've seen other people talk about it on Twitter now, too. It's going to be really interesting what Josh McDaniels now is going to do with Cam Newton. So, obviously, here's hoping we're going to see that offense in action in 2020. Again, ultimately, I think, yes, there will be a season, because someone just asked me this. I was actually just talking to one of my friends yesterday about this, and they asked me, do you think we'll have a pro football season? And I said, yes, but I wouldn't expect, I think at least the first few games and perhaps the entire season will have little to no fans. But that, I think at some point you're going to have football season. I mean, we're figuring out ways to phase in the sport, you know, even at like all levels. You're starting to see teams kind of get back on the field, not necessarily doing football drills, just more, you know, conditioning, stuff like that, and just being in like smaller groups, kind of separating. So, you know, we're slowly phasing it back in, which is nice. So there's sort of a light at the end of the tunnel. It's just still going to take a while, I think, to get there. But bottom line, I'm very intrigued to watch Cam Newton now with the Patriots. And it's definitely a bit of a relief that Cam Newton is finally off the free agent market. He finally is on an NFL team. But again, it's going to be very surreal. All these different quarterbacks, obviously not just Cam Newton, but all these different quarterbacks wearing different jerseys. Obviously, that starts with Tom Brady with the Buccaneers. But Cam Newton in the Patriots jersey is going to be very, very interesting. And as I double-check, too, I wanted to see, can't remember off the top of my head, I'm just going to check quick if anybody on the Patriots wears the number 1. And the answer to that is no. Of all the players that have jersey numbers right now in the Patriots, no one has the number 1. So I guess we can just assume now that they could freely give the number 1 to Cam Newton. Because the lowest number that the Patriots have right now is number 2. That is Brian Hoyer. Jarrett Stidham, of course, wears number 4. So get ready to see those Cam Newton number 1 New England Patriots jerseys, which are which should be very interesting to see. But that's just kind of my quick thoughts, I guess, on Cam Newton finally being off the free agent market, as I said, landing with the New England Patriots. Before we kind of get back into things, too, a couple quick shout-outs to our great sponsors here, our friends at BuiltBar.com, the best-tasting protein bar ever. They are very tasty. I've enjoyed them as a snack, just a regular snack on occasion. The 100% chocolate bars, soft and easy to chew, and they are great, of course, for the health-conscious guy, as you can lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. Bars are low calorie, low sugar, high in protein, and high in fiber. And again, don't just take my word for it. Go to builtbar.com, promo code locked on, and you will get $10 off your first order. So again, Panthers.com. Promo code Locked On. Get $10 off your first order. And also our friends over at RockAuto.com, the place where you can find all different kinds of parts for your car, no matter the make or model. They have it online. Very easy to navigate. You can just look for the part you need for whatever type of car you have. Really easy, right at your fingertips. And the prices are very good. And these are for both professionals and do-it-yourselfers. They are a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. And so you could go to them, rockauto.com, to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. And they have all different types of gifts and or different parts, rather, from engine control modules and brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet. And like I said, their prices are always reliably low, and they're the same for both professionals and do-it-yourselfers. So just go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck, and just write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so that they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. So I guess in closing, I'll just kind of wrap up, obviously, like kind of what I said earlier. I'm excited to see Cam Newton in New England. I think it should be a fun-looking offense. I mean, the dynamic, you know, we know Josh McDaniels comes up with a pretty intriguing offense, no matter who the quarterback is. Obviously, it's been Tom Brady for a while, but now that you add the dynamic of Cam Newton, you know, his, you know, especially if he's healthy and you're able to run the ball with him, but just the dual threat that Cam Newton can still bring, I think Josh McDaniels is going to have a good bit of fun with Newton and tinkering with this offense. And, you know, obviously you still got Julian Edelman there and a couple other, you know, kind of up-and-comers, I guess we'll say, at the wide receiver position. Obviously not the biggest or the strongest group, I guess we'll say, but I mean, you've got some intriguing options here, of course, with them. Obviously, N'Keal Harry is the up-and-coming rookie. Mohamed Sanu is still a decent number two or three, but he obviously has some injury issues. Former Panthers now with them, Demir Byrd. And then, of course, they drafted two intriguing tight end options this past April in Devin Asiasi and Dalton Keene. So excited to see where this offense goes, and if Cam Newton can, you know, what Cam Newton can do with this offense. So it's going to be a fun season to watch, and we'll keep tabs of it as we go along. So with that, I think we're going to wrap it up. I want to remind you guys too, of course, that the Locked On Podcast Network has also been making some personal donations with us hosts to different organizations that are fighting for a change in against racism and a change in social injustice. And we are personally matching, or at least the network is personally matching host donations up to $10,000. And you guys can make your own donations along with us at lockedonpodcasts.com/Black Lives Matter. So again, that's lockedonpodcasts.com/Black Lives Matter to make your own donations along with us to local and national organizations that help the fight against racism and social injustice. So I'm going to get out of here. Appreciate you guys, all the support you always give. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you guys have a great rest of your Monday, and we will see you next time right here on LOP. Until then, take care, my friends.